Okay, grown-ups, I'd like to take a moment to tell you about the Girl Tales sponsor. One of my new favorite children's books was just released. It's called Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away. It's written by Newbery Award-winning and New York Times best-selling author Meg Medina, and it is beautifully, beautifully illustrated by Sonia Sanchez. This book tells the story of the day Daniela's best friend, her mejor amiga, Evelyn Del Rey, has to move away. I could go on and on and on about how much I love this book, but I decided the best way to tell you about the story is to read the story. So I invited my friend Adriana to read the beginning of it for you. Enjoy.
Today is not like any other day. Evelyn Del Rey is my mejor amiga, my numero uno best friend. Come play, Daniela, she says, just like she always does. Just like today is any other day. So I bundle up and cross the street. A big truck with its mouth wide open is parked at the curb, ready to gobble up Evelyn's mirror with the stickers around the edge, her easel for painting on rainy days, and the sofa that we bounce on to get to the moon. She is waiting for me inside the iron doors. Then we climb the steps two at a time, just like we always do. We sneak past grouchy Mr. Miller's door and wave to Mr. Sue, who's feeding pigeons from the hall window. Señora Flores gives us each a cookie and says, "It's the big day," when we walk by. I wish it were, just like any other day.
If you'd like to read the rest of this story, grown-ups, Evelyn Del Rey is Moving Away is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, Tailblazers. It's your host, Rebecca Cunningham, and this is Girl Tales. To start, we have a message from one of our favorite kids' podcasts, Noodle Loaf. Take a listen.
Hi, I'm Dan Sachs, a music educator and the host of Noodle Loaf, the interactive music-themed podcast for kids. Each episode of Noodle Loaf is a series of fun games designed to get the kids and their grown-ups singing, moving, and laughing together. We sing echo songs, we play clapping games, and other stuff like trivia. It's a blast. So check out Noodle Loaf next time you're looking to have some music fun. That's really music education in disguise. Shh, don't tell. Noodle Loaf.
Now, before we go on to our episode, here's a special shout out to two Tailblazers who call themselves Poseidon and Zozo. Thank you for the lovely 5-star reviews you left us on Apple Podcasts. I am so glad that you like what you hear. Now, a message for the grown-ups. Do you run a business? Girl Tales is seeking sponsors for our episodes, and we want to promote you. If you're interested, email me at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com. And if you don't have a business, you can always support Girl Tales by going to patreon.com/girltales and donating today. And now, on to our episode. This is Nova's Lab, Becoming Malala Yousafzai's Microphone.
Hello, Tailblazers. Welcome back to my lab. It's me, Nova. I'm here with my amazing lab partner, who also happens to be a computer I designed and programmed, Catherine. Last time you were here, we got to meet Catherine Johnson, a pioneer in orbital mechanics, the kind of math scientists use to figure out how to travel around in space. I wonder what adventures are in store today.
Nova, you are scheduled to leave for an experiment. Hello, Tailblazers. Will you be joining Nova today on her experiment?
Excellent. Where are we off to today, Catherine?
For many Tailblazers, school has started back up.
And for me, too.
But not everyone has the chance to go to school.
Really?
Really.
But that's where I learn and play and see most of my friends and teachers.
I know, but not all children in all places get the chance to go to school. You'll learn more in Norway in 2014.
Whoa, Norway in 2014? Okay. Are you ready, Tailblazers? Awesome! Let's activate the particle accelerator. We're going to travel through time and space and become an object to find out the science behind big moments in history. Count down with me, Tailblazers. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go! Hey, Tailblazers. We must have arrived. I feel kind of like I'm vibrating. I'm made of metal, and where my head usually is sort of wires, covered by foam, covered by a sort of metal cage. And under all that are two flat plates that keep vibrating. Especially when someone talks near my head. What could I be? Do you have any ideas, Tailblazers? Oh yeah, I'm a microphone. These plates in my head are vibrating and turning sound waves into an electrical signal. That electrical signal travels through wires to a computer or mixing board, and then from there goes to speakers so that the sound waves are amplified, or made louder, for everyone to hear. Someone's talking right now. Let's listen to what they say.
The IPR is one girl, one person. I am not a lone voice. I'm not a lone voice. I am many. I am Malala, but I'm also Shazia. I'm Kainat. I'm Kainat Somro. I'm Mozoon. I am Amina. I am those 66 million girls who are deprived of education. And today, I'm not raising my voice. It is the voice of those 66 million girls.
Tailblazers, we're in Norway in 2014, and we're listening to Malala's Nobel Prize acceptance speech. Not only that, we have become the microphone that is amplifying her voice. We are helping her be heard.
I will continue this fight until I see every child in school.
Malala is an extraordinary girl. She works hard for every kid in the whole world to get a quality education for free. Some people didn't like that she wanted to get an education or help other kids get an education, so they tried to hurt her. She didn't let that stop her from helping others, and now she is the youngest person to receive the Nobel Peace Prize.
My great hope is that this will be the last time we must fight for education. Let's solve this once and for all.
Tailblazers, I can feel the particle accelerator starting. Catherine is bringing us back to the lab. Hold on tight and count down with me. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Here we go! Catherine, we got to see Malala's Nobel Prize acceptance speech. We even got to help amplify her voice by becoming her microphone.
What do you think about her message?
I agree that every kid should be able to go to school. Maybe we can help Malala.
Maybe so.
Tailblazers, you can help Malala too. Tell the adults you know to help the Malala Fund. That's how Malala helps open new schools in many parts of the world. You can learn more at malala.org.
Nova, time to debrief from your experiment.
Okay, Catherine. See you later, Tailblazers. I wonder what we'll become the next time you visit.
That was Nova's Lab, Becoming Malala Yousafzai's Microphone, written, produced, and performed by Tessa Flannery. To amplify your voice at home, you can make your very own megaphone. All you need is a large sheet of paper, some tape, and someone to listen. Roll the paper into a cone and make sure the ends of the cone are open. One smaller hole and one larger hole. Tape the sides of the paper to make sure it keeps its cone shape. Then speak into the smaller hole. Ask the person listening if you're louder.
and then use your megaphone whenever you need to be heard. I'll leave a link to the experiment instructions in our show notes. If you make one, send me a picture of it at rebecca@girltalespodcast.com. This episode was executive produced by me, Rebecca Cunningham, with theme music by Eli Denby Wood and Amy Geisbers Van Wyk. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, I believe in you. Be an approver.